You lay your head on your pillow, and soon you reach the place of perfect rest. Your breathing stills, your heart and mind quiet, and your body begins to recover from the day. When you wake, it feels much too soon, like you never had the chance to sleep. You open your eyes and find yourself deep within a dream that you've never had. Sparse trees stretch for the sky in a vast forest. The ground is dotted with mushrooms that glow softly with bioluminescence. Their light pulses in time with the beat of your heart, casting strange, soft shadows everywhere you look. You hear light footfalls, and a woman emerges from the wooded forest. Her shadow waves to you before she does, and the pulsing glow of the forest floor moves faster when her face comes into view. Hello. I would welcome you, but I am the guest. This is your dream, after all. Oh, don't be shocked. Did you think summoning rituals only worked one way? That it was magic only humans could wield? That's a bit arrogant, don't you think? All doors open both ways. Of course. I summoned you, and it took no small effort. I even made sure you'd appear in finery rather than your night clothes. You look dashing, by the way. That color suits you. Questions, questions, distrust and accusations. Your response is anticipated. How I tire of this dance. I've done it 100 times before. Can we not socialize as humans do? Why not pretend we are strangers who ran into each other in the woods? That sounds much more compelling. Oh, don't pout. I figured the answer would be no. Look, I want you to be happy and content. Very well. You may have your formalities, your explanation. I am Rowan, and I know your name, sweet human. I've really enjoyed watching you this past year. It's been a big one for you. Oh, never mind how. We all watch humans from time to time. You're very entertaining. It's really cute watching you fall in love, since it leads most of you to ruin. What do I want? Oh, you sound so abrupt. I've heard this before. You don't want to be associated with warlocks. You don't want to fall from grace and make a deal with a demon. So you think being rude to me makes you a fine, upstanding person. Surely you have another means of measuring your moral compass. There is no audience. It's just us. You have nothing to prove. No one is judging you. Except for me. But it's obvious I find you worthy. Oh, and now you shake your head at me. Poor thing. Is it unpleasant being summoned against your will and contained? I've endured it many times over the centuries. Don't worry, our conversation will be painless. It could even be pleasant if you allowed yourself to relax. Oh, that's better. Smooth the crease between your eyebrows. Let your shoulders relax. Take a deep breath in, and we'll exhale together. Ah. Listen, you pretty thing. Ah, I could just stare at you. I keep getting distracted. Humans are so exquisite. Their bright eyes and their little ears. Maybe I should just keep you to admire. That was a joke. It wasn't funny. Well, excuse me for trying to make you feel comfortable. How's this for reassurance? No demon can make a deal without consent. I cannot trick you. You must agree for anything to happen. Right now, we're just talking. Oh, you're very cautious, and for good reason. After all, you're the greatest mage in a generation. Oh, yes, you are. Congratulations on winning that duel against your headmaster. That really sealed it. You surpassed the master, and word is already spreading across the empire. Oh. False modesty doesn't become you. Do you want the truth about your power? Of course you do. Believe me, I've watched humans long enough to see when they're born for something. You've hit that rare combination of natural talent, passion, and a willingness to put in the work. When a human has all three in abundance, it is groundbreaking. Believe me, it is how visionaries and rulers are born. Aw, your eyes are a little wider. Oh yes, sweet thing. It is how the world changes. Oh, now I have your attention. Look at me. Here, let me hold your chin so I can stare deeply into your eyes. Listen to me. I fear you don't know your true worth. Some people can work hard and hit a target, a goal that is difficult. You have the chance to hit a target that no one can even see. I've watched for years to find someone with your potential. And your eyes grow wide with realization. And this is what she wants. And she's right. I am the greatest mage in a generation. And this is why she's here, courting me in my dream. That's right. Oh, don't pull your chin away. I enjoy being close to you. Look at me. Look at my face. I don't hide what I am. And I don't hide my intentions with you either. Listen to my offer, and I'll send you back to bed. Safe, warm, and unmolested. Oh, are you blushing now? Oh, that's adorable. I imagine being the greatest mage doesn't leave room for romance. At least not that I've seen. You poor thing. Listen to me. You stand on the precipice of world-changing greatness. Fate has called and you have answered. In terms of tarot, you have been the magician. Quietly working your magic, it's been years of power, skill, concentration, and focus. Believe me, I've watched and witnessed your effort. What comes next? That's the right question. You're looking to the future. Again, in tarot, it's the Three of Wands. Not the Sun, not the Fool. The Three of Wands. You are on a hill, gazing into the distance. It is the card of vision and foresight, patience and purpose, luck, enterprise, peace, and change. It means your ship will come in. It can also mean you're looking for a new lover. Wouldn't that be nice? What do I want? Well, I think it's obvious that I want you. I want you to consider a partnership between us. You're coming into your own, aren't you? Oh, yes. Word of your abilities is spreading already, and a harsh truth is that displaying power means having to protect it. You are unprepared for what comes next. Oh, yes, you are. You have no idea. The false friends, the titles, the politics and bootlicking. Everyone is going to want a piece of you. They won't see you for who you are. Not like I do. I knew I wanted you before you did. You sound confident. Let me ask you, Can you cultivate an inner circle of people you can trust? Can you tell who likes you for you and not your power? You'll represent a lot of things to a lot of people. And someone who looks like you is easily objectified, even without your magic. You pause. These are good questions for you. All power comes with a cost. Let me help you. I want some of your magic, and in return, I will be your advisor. I can tell you who to trust, how to navigate the circles of influence you'll find yourself in, and how to achieve your goals. I do all this without caring what your goals are. Is that a skeptical look in your eye? Let me sweeten the deal. Every night, I will wait for you in your dreams, and we can be together. I can massage your shoulders and be the balm that soothes you after a hard day. You've never had that before, have you? Doesn't it sound nice? Let me give you something to consider. A parting gift. There. I wish we had more time together. You will be courted by others, I'm sure. A person like you is very rare. Consider me and my offer. You need someone you can trust. When you wake in your bed, alone, remember how I sounded. You don't have to do this on your own without help. You deserve the power of the supernatural. And you deserve a lover who wants you for who you are. You look thoughtful. Good. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And remember the feeling of your bed. The blankets, the pillow, the sounds of the night in your room. Feel the weight of your eyelids. Good. Sweet dreams, darling. We'll talk again soon.